Our town for the month of November is pretty much about giving, and Thanksgiving for that matter. But Cindy Wabi is with me now. We're going to talk about the pounding. And Cindy, you have been doing this for how many years now?
This will be my 21st year.
21st year. So 21 years that the community has come together, you know, and you've got this organized where people can give back. It pretty much is what this is, isn't it? The idea of this, when did you first decide that this was a necessity in the community?
So in the year that the September 11th Twin Tower bombings happened was a catastrophic year for our country. And what we saw happen on a national level was an outpouring of support to the Red Cross, and because they were the boots on the ground responding to that crisis. And what was happening nationally and very much here locally was that those donatable dollars that normally came to local organizations were going to the National Red Cross, as they should have at that time. And I had been made aware that Food Share that year was experiencing a real shortfall, both in monetary and food donations. My father had died the year previously, and had left me his library and asked me to liquidate the contents of his pretty substantial library and use the funds to do something in my community. And at the time, I was working with a homeless gentleman named Richard, and you will have to ask me back for another show to tell you about that story. I kind of, you know, thought about it a little bit, and I contacted FoodShare and said, hey, I'd like to do a food drive for you. I have some funds available, and I'd like to call it a pounding. I come from a Pentecostal background. My dad was a preacher in the early years of my life, and a pounding is a very traditional way to welcome a new family or a newly married couple or a new pastor to a church, and everybody shows up. It's a potluck, and everybody brings a pound of something. And so my idea was if everybody brought a pound of something, then I would match that with the funds that I had and donate, you know, the equal amount in food. And I thought it would be just a one-time shot. We did it that first year at Safeway. I think that first year we got about 1,572 pounds of food. I very happily matched it with the money from my dad's books. And then I was contacted the following year. And here we are 21 years later. And many hundreds of thousands of pounds later.
I was going to say, I mean, it has been incrementally, I mean, it's been going up year after year. And
yeah,
was last year, even with COVID, was that a record year for you?
Last year was not a record year in terms of food donations, but if you factor in the financial donations, and you'll remember last year we went outside, it was a drive-through, and a lot of folks weren't going inside to go grocery shopping, so they just handed off
cash
money.
Donations.
And those cash donations were absolutely a record. And what a cash donation for Food Share allows them to do is really leverage some serious buying power through Food for Lane County. So a dollar for Food Share to go buy food goes a lot further than if you and I were spending that dollar. So last year was a win by far. And I still think we were in the 14,000, 15,000 pound range. Our year previously was, you know, we topped 20,000 pounds.
Right,
and that was a pretty moving experience for all of us, you know, because it was just such a beautiful display of generosity and caring in our community.
Well, and we talked about giving. I mean, giving is something that, you know, when people do it, it just gives them this feeling of, you know, of satisfaction or feeling that they have helped or contributed to their community. And I guess that's why it's constantly grown over the years, because people experience it one year, then they come back the next year.
It feels good.
Because I watch people when they're in grocery outlet and they're shopping and they're running around. They're, oh, let's get this, let's get that.
It's a feel-good drug.
quite often they run out of turkeys, too.
They do. Yeah. And a lot of people, you know, it's become an annual event for a lot of families. I can think of many families in our community who their children have grown up through the years coming to the pounding, and they have taught their children the concept of giving through the pounding. I think, you know, Dr. Linton and his family have come every year. The Lacouture's have come. Scott and Elaine McMillan, who own Homegrown, they've brought their children. And they allow their children to really participate in that process. So I keep a photo log of families who've come through, and I've watched these kids grow up through the years. But, you know, giving is, I call it a feel-good drug, but I think what's really meaningful to me is, and it's not about how much you give. I mean, certainly there are people who can come in and drop off a whole, you know, cart full of, you know, hundreds of dollars of food. What I love is when somebody brings me a can of tuna fish and says, this is all I can do, but I want to be a part of this. And we have a lot of people over the years who have been clients of FoodShare over the years and know what it means to be able to get that box of food every month and are now in a position to be able to participate and give back and help a neighbor. And that's what we're doing. We're helping a neighbor. We're this food isn't going elsewhere.
Right.
You know, it's not going outside of our area. It's helping the folks that you and I know.
Well, and there is the parable that the person who gives out of little versus the person who gives out of abundance, you know, there's a joy in that giving, no matter
absolutely,
as long as it's done with the right heart.
There's a song from my youth called "Ordinary People" that says, "Little becomes much when we place it in the Master's hand," and I have experienced that personally, and I've also seen it happen over and over again. There is, you know, just a synergy of growth and excitement and energy. But when we all, I say this in my promos and in my press releases, that if everybody gives a little, it will become a lot. And that is what happens.
Yeah. It's just a, you know, if everybody gave just a little, you'd have more than enough to fill it.
Yeah.
So talk about this year's Pounding, 21st annual, dates and times for that.
Well, we are always the Saturday before Thanksgiving, which in years past has always been the day of the Civil War basketball or football game as well. And we try to work around Wayne's broadcast schedule and your guys' schedule here at the radio. But it will be Saturday, November 20th, and our hours are 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. We will be right in front of Grocery Outlet. We will not be inside. We're going to do the same model that we did last year. We've been in communication with Lane County Public Health, and they strongly encourage us to continue to practice very safe protocols, and that's important to us.
But can people still just go into Grocery Outlet
Absolutely.
And shop to their heart's content?
Yep, you know? They can go in and shop, and the folks at Grocery Outlet, they've been with us for so many years now. I don't know how many years ago we moved to Grocery Outlet, probably about 15 years, I think. And they bring in extra staff, and they're completely prepared. They will also go through. There are certain foods that our focus is on nutrition-rich foods. So there are certain foods that FoodShare always needs, and they're foods that feed families. And so they will go through, and they're going to mark things on certain aisles saying these are, you know, FoodShare priority items. And so you can either purchase those by the case, or, you know, you can go through and put those in your cart. You do not have to do your shopping at Grocery Outlet. And I want to be real clear. I mean, we love to support them because they are so supportive of us. But a lot of people save up for this. A lot of people prepare for this, and they watch sales. Starting very quickly now, turkeys are going to be on sale. You buy $50 worth of groceries, you're going to get a free turkey. A lot of people watch for those. So your groceries can come from any store, but you can certainly go do your shopping. And we'll have volunteers also to help. So if you aren't physically able to push a cart, we got somebody for you. You can't pull something out of your trunk, we got somebody to lift it for you. You don't have to get out of your car.
Now, like normally, when FoodShare receives a grant or something, those are operating grants that are different from the money that you give them. Now, the money that is donated through the pounding, can be used directly to purchase food. Right?
Correctly. Yeah. Grants of any kind anywhere most often come with contingencies, and they have to be directed to where they have been stipulated. And I don't stipulate on the grant, on the money that comes through for food share. So if they need it for operating, if they need it to pay the freezer bill, they can do that. But most often they will use it for food because they're coming into the a season of particularly high need. The next several months will be when food share really experiences a high requirement of need.
And again, 15 to 20,000 pounds worth of food sounds like a lot.
It's not.
But it probably doesn't go a whole.
Yeah. Whole I don't distance. Know how many thousands of food that they go through every week, but I would guess that what we will be able to do for them will get them through the end of the month of November. And there is, of course, an increased need during the holidays. And the wonderful thing, food share also has long-term storage capacity. So meat that's frozen, vegetables that are frozen can go right into their coolers. And if they're not used during the holidays, will be, able to be used afterwards. But I think that it's been a few years since I've gotten any numbers, but I think that 20,000 pounds of food maybe lasts 7 to 10 days.
Yeah, it goes, especially during the holidays.
Yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
And again, we don't have Colin here right now, but one of the things is that, people should know that, if you have a need, the food share is there for you.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. It's not like, you don't have to go down there and give your whole life story. If you have a need, then you just go and
you can, and it's a really marvelous way that they have of delivering that food for you. You can kind of shop, if you will, at Food Share for the foods that you actually need, and that's a system that was put in place many years ago through Karen Lynn, the late Karen Lynn, who was the executive director during the period of time when I was actually on the board there, and so. Quite oftentimes when you will go to a food bank, you will get whatever they give you, where at Food Share, you get what you actually need.
Right.
And that's, I remember when I first started with this about 20 years ago, the count of individuals served each month was around 650 or so families. And today, that number has grown somewhat. But what's really the numbers behind the numbers, George, I think are really important to look at. Because 20 years ago, a typical family was maybe, let's say it was a single elderly woman on a fixed income, or a couple, or a young family with one or two children. Today, and part of this is just the times that we live in, and also as part of the housing crisis that we have, but we see multi-generational families. So that 700 of families, the size of those families has grown exponentially. And we still see about a 10% of our community population as needing assistance or being food impoverished. 10% of our population here in Florence.
That's too many.
It's really staggering. Mm-hmm.
So coming up November, the Saturday before Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. And folks can go 10 to 2 and they can bring food they've already purchased or they can purchase it there.
They can go shopping there or they can prepare ahead, and we'll have a drive-through drop. And you can just pop your trunk or however you have it, just drive through, and there'll be traffic control there and lots of volunteers on duty. We will weigh your food when it comes in. The poundage is important to us.
Right.
And you can have a tax deductible receipt if you would like one. And you can also, park and come out and walk through and do whatever you need to do. But because of COVID, we're going to keep the model that we put in place last year, and it's pretty efficiently run. You'll be in and out in no time.
The one thing we have found out about COVID and new parameters is that sometimes you can find a more efficient way of doing something than you realized was available
mm-hmm.
for you. So that's, this might be a good model.
There have been some silver linings in all of this, and I've experienced that in my own business. But, a little ingenuity, thinking outside the box, there isn't any reason why we can't continue this. And I think I think I say this probably every year. I don't think the need has ever been greater. I just would say this year that the need is great. And we are a community, a small community with a big heart.
Cindy Wabi, thank you so much.
Thank
Pounding,
you.
Looking forward to it coming up in the month of November.
Appreciate it.
Coming up next on the November edition of Our Town, we're going to talk with Jeffrey Cannon and Kurt Vander Bogart about the Festival of Trees that's coming up later this month.